الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واسألهم عن القرية التي كانت حاضرة البحر. صدق الله المولان العظيم. This ayat refers to a famous instance which we are all aware of, just to refresh our minds. Allah Ta'ala refers to the Bani Israel, the Jews, that because of certain sins of theirs, Allah Ta'ala had put a punishment on them, and that punishment was that in a form of Allah's command and a test, that they are not to do any worldly work on a Saturday. The Saturday Sabbath, till today they honor it as their big day. For us, our big day is Jumu'ah, for them is the Sabbath. And on that day they are not allowed to do any dunya's work. And till today, there are those who won't even put a switch on of a light. They will observe it so much. So there was this group which Allah refers to in the Quran Sharif, that their earning their livelihood was fishing. They used to fish, and that was their livelihood. The further test Allah had put on them, that on the Saturday, when they were not allowed to fish, to earn, to do their dunya's work, the fish were abundant in the water. And the minute Saturday was over, Sunday came, no fish. The whole week, Sunday till Friday, no fish whatsoever. Saturday again, lot of fish. So they went in the wrong direction when Allah's guidance is not there. And they made a plan either by putting nets in the water and catching the fish in the nets, but they didn't take them out. So they say, we're not fishing on a Saturday. Then on Sunday, they used to take out all that fish. Or they made dams next to the water and allowed the water to come into those dams, and all the fish also came in. Then at Saturday night, they blocked those dams. Now the fish were in there. So then they fished them on Sunday. So they felt and they were happy. And there is a very big lesson. Deen is not our thinking. And Allah explains very much that deen is only one way we can get it, and that is by the Nabi of the time. And in our time, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, not what we think, not what we make conjecture of or anything. We have to see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who lived a practical life. The commands of Allah are there, the Quran Sharif. But it is not for everyone to understand the Quran Sharif. Allah made it easy and gave the practical, physical life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So anyway, when they did this, then they got divided in various groups. And that is important for us to understand. The one group was this one group that broke the laws of Allah. They did their fishing, but in their cockeyed and their crooked view, that they did not fish on a Saturday, but actually they did the same, exactly that which Allah had prohibited them, but they only camouflaged it. So they were the great transgressors and the wrongdoers. Then there were two groups who prohibited them from them. The one group stopped them, that this is wrong what you are doing. Don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And that one group was there that virtually, physically built a wall between them and those people who broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And in that were families that were on two sides. The father is one side, the mother is on the other side, brothers are this side, sisters are this. Families were those who break the laws and those who didn't want to. And they were very firm and hard. And they did not mix with those people also. There was another group that also stopped them. That you are breaking the laws of Allah. It's wrong what you are doing. But they carried on socializing with them. And we must all see where we fit in. Which group are we in? And the only group that gained salvation in this from the tafsir of the Quran is this group that had built the wall and they totally boycotted the wrongdoers. They had nothing to do with them. And the other group that stopped them also, they did Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahya anil Munkar, but they kept on mixing with them. talking, socializing, eating, drinking, meeting, etc. This group, Allah Ta'ala then, as in the tafsir, mixed their heart, bound their heart with those who were the breakers of the laws of Allah. And all of them then, Allah Ta'ala gave them the punishment that Allah changed them into apes, monkeys, and swine. Allah changed them. Then there was another one group that said that, and see, these groups are present till today. They told, لِمَ تَعِذُونَ قَوْمَنِ اللَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ. Why are you telling these people? They're not going to listen. Today we also say, they're not going to listen. No use telling them. So they also told them, that was also one group. They said, no use telling them, don't tell them. They're not going to listen in any case. So they replied and said that, مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. At least we'll have the excuse by Allah, we tried. And what we had to do, we did that. And لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. It's possible somebody of them will listen. They will take heed also. Then there was another group which the Quran speaks about, the Sakitin. They did not, they were just quiet. They were on no side. Like for example, today we have that group also that are just doing their own work. For example, we are in Tabligh, this is not ours. We just do our work. Teaching in a madrasa, in a khanqa, and in the khanqa, for example, see our buzurgs, how they have taught us. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali was a unanimous buzurg of all our silsila. Even the Barilwis accept him. All of us, we accept him. But when the time of jihad came, all his murids, he said, no ishraq namaz. Go outside and now go and train. Train for jihad now. So the thing which is of the time, that is very important to do. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, known to the world as Nabi ur Rahmah, Nabi of mercy. But for jihad, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put on armor himself also. We don't talk about that. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went in jihad personally also. And how many other expeditions he sent out that you people go and make jihad. And personally himself, he led the mujahideen. So that is also one very important aspect of our deen. We must not get a lopsided view of our deen. Deen is a complete deen, not a pick and choose. Not what I like and what you don't like. No, it's a complete way of life. So anyway, the Sakitin. But the hadith explains the condition of these people who keep quiet, that we just do our work and we don't interfere with anyone. So the hadith explains that a certain community that also broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And they went over the limit and now Allah Ta'ala was going to punish them. So Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with the punishment to them. And Allah knows everything. When Jibreel alayhi salam came there, he found one buzurg, a pious person, who did not disobey Allah not to the wink of an eye, his whole life, he didn't disobey Allah Ta'ala. So Jibreel alayhi salam went back to Allah Ta'ala and said, Ya Allah, must I destroy him also? Such a pious person who didn't break any of your laws. Allah Ta'ala said, start the punishment with him. Because when my laws were broken, there wasn't a frown on his forehead also. He was happy with what he was doing, his ibadat, etc., whatever he is, or whatever type of effort of deen, etc. But my laws were being broken left, right, and center, and not a frown on his forehead. So those people who keep quiet, and those who try and keep the other people quiet, that no use telling them, etc., we are in a very dangerous position. So anyway, we know that there are those people who are going around to explain that what we have achieved in the last 100 years. And in that, there is one particular aspect which they are focusing on, which they call our mission and our vision. What is our mission and what is our vision? And in that, 4 main points are being spoken about. And the reason why it's necessary, because we seem to be so gullible, just by some sweet talk, outward decorating, you have not a cake, but all dirt and filth. But you decorate it with icing, you put some cherries, you put some nuts on there, and unfortunately many people get overtaken with that. And you want to slice the cake, and then you see all sewage coming out from there, stool coming out, urine coming out from there. So therefore, it's very necessary to just in this very short while that we have to try and analyze it, and it is our duty. Quran, Hadith Sharif, Man ra'a minkum munkaran. Whosoever, anyone from you, not only the ulama, not only the pious, whoever from amongst you, you see a wrong being done, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. He should change it with the power and force of his hand. If his iman is at that level, he should have that gharat. Today we say that other people, chhorna nahi aur chherna nahi. We mustn't leave our things what we are doing and don't interfere with other people. Leave them. Keep peace with all. If that is the case, then this command of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when you see wrong being done, then stop it. فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ. Change it, correct it with the force of your hand. And if you can't do that, فَبِلِسَانِ. Then use your tongue and speak out against it. Not to keep quiet, not to try and be two-faced. That when you with those people, you sing their song. And when you with the other people, you sing their song. No, you change it with the power of your tongue. You speak out against it. And if you can't do that, فَبِقَلْبِ. And according to the strict sequence of the hadith, it isn't that you just hate it in your heart, but you change it with your heart. If you can't change it with your hands, not with your tongue, then you can change it with your du'as. At least make du'as. And plan in your heart and your mind, how can I change this? Who can I approach? How? What plan can I do? These people just don't want to listen. What can I do? How can I go about it? And if not, then the last is at least you hate it. And if that is also not in the heart, but we are complacent, we become accomplices, we keep quiet and we join them. In the hadith, there is no iman left after that. Then that heart is without iman then. If we still are happy with those people, we mix with them, and we carry on with them, and even if it is my brother, even if it is my son, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said that his son is my son. Allah say, Laysa huwa min ahlik. He is not of your family. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. The criteria is not biological blood relation. It is amal and aqaid first of all. And then amal, he is not of you. The wives of Lut alayhi salam and Nuh alayhi salam, also, though they were the wives of the great honorable Anbiya, but they were not there. The husband of Asiya, Fir'aun, she was what a righteous woman, but her husband, he was not her husband, because his beliefs were totally. Nikah breaks in that case also. So no matter who it is, Ibrahim, whether it's your father, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Azar, his father, I leave you alone, and now I go away. And when he tried and made dua, Allah warned him also after that. Don't make even dua for his goodness, for the kuffar, for the non-believers, for those who break. So this is the stand of deen and Islam. It isn't a life better thing that we mix with them also. And today, if somebody swears, your father, my mother, somebody abuses my mother, and we say, no, I must keep peace with them. Those are now also just sweep it under the carpet, but we still socialize with them. Somebody interferes with my wife, and I say, no, that is a small matter. And somebody, your own son, you tell him to go and buy something, and 5 rand, he didn't give you back the change, he put it in his pocket. You realize, oh, he's robbed me with 5 rand. Your own son, you'll shout him, you'll become angry with him. But Allah's deen is so cheaper than 5 rand also. cheaper than our family relations also. Allah's deen doesn't matter to us. We can break the laws of Allah. Allah doesn't matter to us. My parents, my brother is more important, my son is more important, my father is more important, but Allah doesn't matter. Allah, we can just break His laws, doesn't matter. So that is not the case. We have to be very, very careful. Deen is the first and foremost thing. And see the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we just thought that he used to forgive like this and forgive so much. How many people? He had executed also. For all the wrong, they were executed also. That is not a part of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, which is not our seerat. Seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The whole thing is the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So anyway, the first point which they are making is that the icing is very nice and the decoration on the cake is very nice, that without any compromise, we fulfill all the commands of Allah. First of all, to make such a claim, Quran Hadith warns us also. Don't be so brave and make such beg of Allah Ta'ala. But to say uncompromisingly, we fulfill all the commands of Allah. And then ayat after ayat are quoted to show that we observe the commands of Allah. Now keep that in mind, that uncompromisingly we fulfill the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And then a person is sitting around 12 crosses in a cathedral and praying for the kuffar. Now how does that, who can reconciliate that? That one side we don't break the laws of Allah at all, and you are sitting in a cathedral with 12 crosses around you, and you praying for the kuffar. You try and give some explanation of that, but when they themselves, the Jew of America, about 1.5, 2 years, round about there, 1 year ago, he died. And on his hospital bed before he died, he explained clearly this was a whole plotting of America. Osama bin Laden had absolutely nothing to do with it. They were in the mountains of Afghanistan. They had no means to do this. They planned it themselves. It was not an explosion of the Twin Towers. It was an implosion. They had put all the dynamite and they brought it down themselves. And this is now world news on the internet. Nobody is unaware of it. And now also not a word of that we made a mistake at that time. How could we prayed for them for what they brought on themselves and blamed us for it, and then we prayed for them. And still we know not. And then closing of the very brief, the whole day is a continuous series, it doesn't end. Closing the masjid 5 days before the government and proudly announcing it, that we close the masjid 5 days before the government. Now keep that icing on top, that uncompromisingly we observe the commands of Allah. Now cut the cake and see what is coming out. The masjids which are being closed, and then spreading the news that the masjids are the super spreaders of the virus. That you go to the masjid, you'll make sajda, you're going to die. Guys, I'm warning you, don't say you are not warned. You're going to die like flies when you go to the masjid. The masjid, the pandemic is gone. Those who went to the masjid are still living. And those who put on double masks and put on the shields and went to work, how many of them died? Doctors who did not mix with their own family people. All gone to the Qabristan. It's in the hand. Death and life is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And many other, mixing with women openly on public, or having panel shows on TV, on ITV, YouTube, and giving the impression to the ummah that it's not a serious thing to mix with women. And worse than that, which is in the public domain, it's not a private thing. Private gunas must be kept private and hidden. But in the public domain, more than even just mixing with the woman, affairs which are going on. All these things, and which are known in the public also. So, way is that uncompromisingly we fulfill the laws of Allah Ta'ala. The second point which they emphasize and stress on, that we must have unity. Who is against unity? You can write volumes from the Quran and Hadith on unity. But undoubtedly, unity is not on batil, not on the falsehood. Not that you closed the masjid and we all must unite with you. That you did very good, you closed the masjid. That unity is horrible. That unity is stinking. That unity that you sit with women and have panel discussions and we say, mashallah, you're smiling away and you winking eyes and everything, mashallah, what good people you are. That unity is stinking and horrible. Unity is, which Allah says, wa'atasimu, have unity. Allah commands it, but bihablillah, by the on the rope of Allah, that is the Quran Sharif. The teachings of the Quran and the Quran, the teachings of Deen. On that we must have unity. Not on the wrong things. If all the crooks unite, what will happen? If all the gangsters unite, the governments won't be able to run the countries in any way. As it is, they turn a blind eye to this. It is spiraling out of control. But there is some sort of still system carrying on. But if they all have to unite, what will happen? And the irony of it is, they start the disunity and blame the other people who stand for Haq, they blame them for disunity. It's like a crook who steals, and then he's now going, he's stole, and he's running. And then he shouts, crook, crook, crook. All the people come out. Oh, there he's gone. Over the wall he has jumped. All gone in that direction. He's at peace. So they stole everything, they've gone away, and then he tells them, now he's got everything. So just like that, who started this disunity with the radio station? It wasn't our system, it was a new system. And all the filth and dirt that is being broadcasted on the radio station, such terrible sexual immoralities are being broadcasted there. Meetings and discussions with people who are totally in the wrong line, who are in the wrong things, on the broadcasted over the radio. The awards, where there is wine being served, where the women who are serving them, how they are being dressed there, the music there. So all that wrong things, can you have unity on those things? And so many other things. These are just in this little time, just this few things. There are so many other things. So they break the unity, and then they blame the others who are trying to stand on Haq, that they are breaking the unity. So see who is breaking the unity. First of all, unity is only on Haq. It's not on, it can't be on Batil. And then this Batil, people to unite with you on the batil, and you break the unity and you blame the other people. This is a common way of the people of Shaitan, that they go in that direction. The third point, what was that? What the government must have a good relationship with the government. And this is second, third year alim student will also know this from tafsir and from the words of the fuqaha, that Islam is so clear on it, that relationship with non-Muslims, whether they ordinary people, government, whoever, are of four levels. One is mawalat, hearty friendship. That Islam is forbidden totally from having any hearty friendship with any non-Muslim. And gradingly, accordingly, those people who are big sinners, with them also to that extent. Who are small sinners, to that extent. Mawalat, hearty relationship with all those people are according to that. Then there is muwasat, that if they are in difficulty, hardship, anyone, Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever it is, help them when they are in difficulty. Even your own parents. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِنْ. If they force you that you must make shirk with me, don't believe in me, then فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. You don't listen at all to your own parents also. But وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفَ. In dunya's matters, treat them well. Look after them. They are in need of some help. You can treat them. Islam has given that permission. And Muslims have shown it throughout the world. In KZN, when the riots came, when the floods came, Muslims helped the non-Muslims. And the non-Muslims, the church people were impressed that the only people who could help us were the Muslims. In the floods of Pakistan, where those same people who say, we used to say, that from where is a Maulvi going to eat? From where is he going to earn? say these very Maulvis were feeding the nation. The government couldn't do, NGOs couldn't feed, but these Maulvis who we told were saying, these modern people, they say, it was their word, we said that from where are they going to eat? They were feeding the nation. So that is permissible. And then there is mudarat, to bring them close to deen. Then you show good outward relationships with them. That is also permitted. And then mu'amalat, the door is very wide open. Your business transactions, we deal with Jews, Christians, Hindus, with everyone. You need a carpenter, you need a plumber who is not a Muslim. He worships ancestors, etc. He comes and do some work. Islam is permitted that also. Now to isolate one ayat, the fuqaha, Allah reward them, the mufassirin, they saw the whole of deen. Not only one ayat, and now you say that we must end also all that they say that it is to give da'wat to Islam. But there isn't on record where they gave da'wat to Islam. All they did is submit to what they are saying. And they are promoting their agendas. They are saying, do this, we do that. Do this, we are doing that. Where? When pray at the when the kuffar die and go to their janazas, and anywhere there isn't on record, they gave them the slightest da'wat of Islam. And they say, keep the doors of da'wat open so that at least we mix with them with interfaith and we can give them da'wat of Islam. You are, instead of a da'i, you are becoming a mad'u all the time. They are capturing you. You're not getting them. Like the Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, those two poor brothers who were shivering in the cold, and winter came, and they had nothing to warm them. So they saw, they were at the river bank, and they saw like a blanket floating on the river. So they looked at one another, this is what we want, he has a blanket, just floating, let us get it. You go, you go. Okay, one went. And then after a while, he said, come back now, bring the blanket. No reply, a few times. He said, it's not letting me come. What, your blanket? You just bring it. What is not letting you come? He said, not a blanket, it's a bear. The bear has caught me, and now it's not letting me come back. So we also want to go into this, and we're thinking that we're going to show them, give them hidayat, etc., but they are catching us. Haji Bhai Padia, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah elevate his stages, he used to say that a drowning person, save him, go out of your way. But when you see he's pulling you down with him, and you're also going to be drowned, then let go of him. So we should help the people. Islam doesn't prohibit it. But when we become like them, our thinking like them, we promote ideas like them. And on that then, the fourth point which they are promoting is secular education. That Muslims can only come up in the world. And Muslims were the forerunners of all secular education. And all that was in Spain. And then mentioning the names of this scientist and that scientist and this achievement of the Muslims. But the fact of the matter is that the worst humiliation of the Muslims came in Spain. Once when I was giving a talk in Lusaka, in Zambia, after that a professor of the university came to me and he asked me, do you know this nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall? I said, yes, as little children, we also used to say it, I know it. He said, do you know what it means? I said, the outward words of it, and that's what we normally we say. He says, no, Humpty Dumpty, they are referring to Islam and the Muslims. Sat on a high wall, they reached the pinnacles of material progress there in Spain. They were forerunners of all the sciences also. And then when they got involved in that, and what comes as a necessary baggage with that, unmindfulness of deen. And then all corruption comes in a person's life. There are no more values of honesty, of righteousness, of loyalty. All those things leave a person. When dunya overtakes a person, all the evils become predominant in that person. When that happened, then Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. He fell from there. And according to their understanding, which is totally wrong, that all the king's men and horses cannot put Humpty Dumpty together again. Islam will never come up again. But when Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will come, Islam will be the religion in the world. the whole world, Islam will spread in the world. So what they are saying, we don't have to be worried about that. And in our own Islam, my life is my world. And I'm going to my qabr. Each one of us must worry. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ A person who fears where he stands in front of Allah Ta'ala, and he will have two jannas. They say that with the secular education, and Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu clearly says where that word of Hazrat Umar go into which way swept away under the carpet. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ We are a nation. Allah has given us our izzat in Islam. فَإِن نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ If we seek our honor in anything else besides Islam, whether it's university degrees, whether it's big empires in the world, whether it is sports and soccer for which they die also, and promote it openly, kuffar sports, and then we still fall on them. Just because our eyes, what has happened? Just the little decoration of the icing on the cake, and then we take everything. We just line who can sinker. We accept everything. And we don't see all the filth that is being propagated there, and that is being promulgated there. So if we look for our honor in anything else, our nice clothing, our big houses, our fancy houses, our dunya's education, azallana Allah. Clearly, Allah will once more disgrace us. And we see this is in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who lived such a simple life, in spite of the fact that he could live it up, as we will say. Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam living a life of simplicity was not by force, but by choice. He preferred to live like that. Allah offered to make the mountains of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, gold for him, and they travel with him wherever he goes. But he said, I prefer eating one day my fill, one day being hungry. One day turning to you and begging you for food, one day eating and making shukr to you. So that is the way we have to go. So we must be very careful of this. It is a matter, we all today, unfortunately, only dunya matters to us. Must have peace and harmony in the dunya, my family all, and we don't understand our family is not our biological family. If we have got the slightest version of Islam, we will know that our family is the people on deen. Whether it was Suhaib from Rome, or Bilal from Habsha, or it was Salman from Faris, whoever, they were the real brothers. And if we see the lives of the Sahaba, that is the criteria that they had. The Muhajir, the Ansar of Medina had no family ties with the Muhajirin of Makkah. But the tie was so strong of Iman and Islam. And on that basis, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا That they used to give preference to them, though, and they should go through difficulties. Today we can't imagine it. Good Muslims, ulama, pious people, our family comes first. Even if they're breaking the laws left, right and center, we got no regard for the deen. That doesn't play anywhere, it doesn't feature anywhere in our lives. That on that we must have relationships with people, with our family, with Allah Ta'ala, who is the favorite of Allah, who breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that when he gave a talk, وَجِلَتْ مِنْهُ الْقُلُوبِ Hearts were trembling. زَرَفَتْ مِنْهُ الْعُيُونِ Eyes were flowing with tears. And the Sahaba said, give us some parting advice. This looks your parting, your farewell message to us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, make itaat of your Amir. وَلَوْ كَانَ عَبْدًا حَبَشِيًا Even if he's a black person, and he's a slave also, but he's your Amir, give preference to him. And we see the Sahaba live that life. And with that, they reached the pinnacles of success of the world. But when we went in this all wrong direction, and today we are getting caught up in all this, let us realize, it's my matter with my life till mort. I don't know what is going to come in front. And in the qabr, the things of dunya are not going to help me in the least, but my wife won't help me. And on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ, when people will be crossing Pul Sirat, and they will ask for light from one another, it appears from the ayat that they will be family people knowing one another. But the other person was a munafiq. He said, go on your, get away from here. What are you asking me for, Noor? You'll say that to your wife. You'll say it to your daughter. Yeah, you'll give your life for your daughter. But when that nifaq and hypocrisy will come out, there you'll chase them away. And how they will fight in Jahannam with one another. You led us astray. You made us go astray. So let us take heed. And it is a matter of our iman, our akhirat. Mort is coming. We are all going to die. People are dying, passing away. And it is a matter of what the life in the qabr is till the day of Qiyamah. And then on the day of Qiyamah, what it will be. And then it is a matter of Jannat and Jahannam. Each one of us, let us be concerned about ourselves. May Allah guide us and everyone to the right. We don't run down anyone. And we have an open heart and we make dua for everyone. Even for those people who are on the wrong path, even more dua for them. That Allah Ta'ala guide us all. We got nothing against any person. It's the deen of Allah and it's our duty that we see we fulfill what we have to do and go in the right direction. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Oh Allah, accept what we have said. Oh Allah, forgive us all our shortcomings. Where we have erred, guide us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, where we have been correct, keep us firm, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give hidayah to the ummah, oh Allah. Let us realize this ummah particularly is for akhirat, oh Allah. We are not here for this dunya, oh Allah. We are for akhirat, oh Allah. You have given us a comprehensive, complete deen that caters for all our matters of dunya also, our personal matters also, and the main object is the akhirat. Let us keep that in mind, O Allah. Put it in our hearts, O Allah. We cannot guide ourselves, O Allah. O Allah, you are our guide. We beg of you to guide us and the ummah and save the ummah from all the onslaughts which are coming left, right and center on the ummah and the poor masses, O Allah, that are just being led by the noose. And O Allah, they are being deceived and the deception is so glaring. O Allah, let us understand and see the right way. Guide us all to righteousness. Forgive us for our sins. Guide us and let us understand deen correctly and let us follow deen correctly, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna ya Mawlana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khairi khalqihi سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.